Good morning. High pressure brought us a clear, cool night across interior New York and New England, and many places waking up this morning with temperatures close to freezing with areas of frost. Even some 20s reported in outlying areas, especially across the higher terrain in the Adirondacks and Green Mountains. That same high pressure, though, will bring us brilliant sunshine throughout the day today, and we'll have a quick turnaround back through the 30s and 40s and even through the 50s, and most places will be in the middle to upper 60s by mid to late afternoon. A warm front is approaching from the south. As a result, some high clouds will be streaming in as we get deeper into the day today, and that could blot out a little bit of the sunshine, but still plenty enough sun to get us well into the 60s. Overnight tonight, along that warm front, which will still be off to our south, we'll see thicker clouds in the Catskills and mid and lower Hudson Valley, and maybe even a few passing showers in these locations, while the rest of the region remains dry. Overnight lows will be in the chilly 30s closer to the Canadian border and the Champlain Valley, while the cloud cover will produce lows in the 40s from about I-90 and points south. That warm front will continue to make a run at us tomorrow, so we'll have a fair amount of clouds and maybe even a shower in southern sections in the morning, then increasing sunshine with highs near 70 during the afternoon. As the front draws even closer on Friday, it'll be warmer in the lower 70s, though clouds will be dominant, and even a few scattered showers and maybe a thunderstorm on Friday afternoon. As that warm front lifts to the north on Friday night, we'll be left in the lower 70s on Saturday, and a cool front associated with the same storm system will approach on Saturday afternoon. So skies will remain mostly cloudy for the first part of the weekend, with scattered showers and thunderstorms even more likely on Saturday. On Sunday, we'll dry it out in time for Mother's Day with a mix of sun and clouds, still warm, 75, remaining warm in the upper 70s with a mix of sun and clouds on Monday. Then we'll see the next chance of a shower or thunderstorm show up by Tuesday of next week, highs remaining, though, in the 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across the southern plains, and also a slight risk of severe storms from northeastern Colorado and southeastern Wyoming northeastward into the upper Mississippi Valley. Strong heating, low-level moisture advection, increasing shear, and convergence near West Texas will result in scattered supercells from western Oklahoma southwestward across Texas into the Rio Grande Valley by late afternoon. Initially, low-level shear will be marginal, with splitting cells capable of large hail, some of which could be very large. Farther north, daytime heating combined with cooling aloft will yield strong instability through a deep layer. Easterly upslope flow is likely to initiate severe storms over southeastern Wyoming and northeastern Colorado by early afternoon. These will be capable of large hail and even a tornado or two. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Wall Blake, Anguilla, at 12 p.m. Eastern Time on Monday. The last report of hail was at Sacramento, California, at 9:53 p.m. Eastern Time on Monday. At Mount Washington this morning, 120 miles visibility under mostly clear skies and 21 degrees with a north-northwest wind at 39 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 12 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly sunny skies and 36 degrees, the dew point 28, 73% relative humidity, a northeast wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.18 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 105 degrees at Dryden, Texas, to a low of 20 at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the upper 60s, Boston sunny in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo, increasing clouds with the chance of a shower or thunderstorm and highs in the lower 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 64 degrees, the low, 40. The average temperature, 52, that's 3 degrees below normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, 23 hundredths of an inch for the month, which is 42 hundredths below normal, and 11.18 inches for the year, which is 64 hundredths of an inch of liquid equivalent precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 67 degrees, the average low, 44. The record high 92 set in 1930, and the record low 29 in 1874. Sunrise this morning was at 5:42 a.m., Sunset this evening, 8.02 p.m., 14 hours and 20 minutes of daylight, an increase of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today with highs in the lower to mid-60s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 30s, but back into the 20s across the mountains. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny skies today with highs in the upper 60s. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers tonight, lows in the upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a chance of showers in the Catskills and lows in the lower to mid 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 60s. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers tonight and lows in the mid 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, morning clouds and a shower south of I-90, then increasing sunshine everywhere and mild in the afternoon near 70. Mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers, perhaps a thunderstorm Friday, lower 70s. A good chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms Saturday, otherwise mostly cloudy, lower 70s. A mix of sun and clouds and even warmer on Sunday in the mid-70s. Mid to upper 70s Monday, under a mix of sun and clouds, and the chance of a shower or thunderstorm Tuesday with highs staying in the lower 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.